Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning, Roger.
Hello there.
Record travel.
Yeah, going to eclipse all previous records for
yes.
the highways and the skyways.
Forever and ever and ever and ever. 122 million people.
Yeah.
Expected to hit the roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be wild out there.
The population of a number of European nations.
Yeah. 122.4 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over this 13-day year-end holiday period, which has already started.
Oh, yeah.
So that is an all-time high. Last year, 119.7 million was the all-time high before that.
Yeah.
So, and we were headed in this direction in 2019 before COVID.
Oh, wow.
That was the last time we had 119. So people are finally just kind of now recovering where they were travel-wise.
Mm-hmm. And gasoline prices moderating.
Yes, that was nice over the weekend.
Huge factor, yeah.
I had a shock going by the gas station. I don't know about you. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, sticker shock the other way around this time at the pump, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so, but AAA documenting this, 122 million will travel. They're saying by car, 109.5 million. That itself, a record.
Mm.
And then by air, it's going to be 8 million travelers. It's going to be crazy out there,
oh, yeah.
Roger.
Yeah, pack your patience.
Exactly.
They keep telling us.
Yeah. Exactly. So starting today, the worst travel times going to be 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Yeah. You're going to hit the road by
that's
car.
What you're, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it makes sense. Best time to do it? Well, now, before 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
See, that's how the 1 to 7 thing happens, because I've been there many times. In fact, just about every time. I'm ready to roll, you know, I think, you know, before sometime around old dark country. It'll still be 12 or 1 before we get away from the driveway.
I know. That happens, you know, to me, too. You just like, well, I got to get this one thing, and then I got to do this one thing, and then somebody calls, and
Yeah.
You can't get out of there.
Did I leave the iron on, and that sort of thing?
Exactly. Yeah, so best time. So if you're going to travel after 7 p.m. today or before 10 a.m., but otherwise, this is going to be gnarly traffic out there as we have an all-time record of people both traveling and also traveling by car. So we've also got a ton of flight cancellations already. So it's just going to be crazy. You know what? Give up. Stay home. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, meanwhile, the timing of this, by the way, is not an accident. This breaking right now, Roger. Do you remember the part where Donald Trump was I'll never forget him having to drive into Fulton County in his motorcade, people lining the roads just to see the spectacle.
Oh, yes.
To turn himself in.
Mm-hmm.
To get
a mugshot.
A mugshot.
Yeah. Sure.
Because he made a phone call, part of a conspiracy, we were told.
Yep. Rosenberger.
Yes. to the Secretary of State of Georgia, urging him to reject votes specifically from Fulton County, Georgia.
See if you can find us another 10,000.
Yes. specifically from Fulton County. He wanted those votes not counted.
Yep.
We were told that was a conspiracy, election theft. Trump lied about it. It was absolutely terrible. Trump was supposed to be on trial there. Mm-hmm. The week of the election.
Yeah, that was the plan. Clearly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And had there been, I don't know, a reason to question Fulton County's votes.
Right.
Then they would have had nothing, right?
You'd think.
Well, guess what we just found out?
Lay it on us.
Conveniently, right after the federal statute of limitations for election fraud.
Whoops.
Has expired.
Yeah.
5 years, Roger.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's a couple problems with Fulton County's votes. Now, how do we know this? Let's start with this, because it's all very shocking. There's a guy who won't give up, and he filed a FOIA request. By law, Georgia has to keep a photograph of every single ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scandalous.
Right?
Yeah.
He wanted to see them. See the tabulations, right? Not a really crazy request, right? Given the questions about this election. They said, no, it's a secret election.
Secret ballot, that's right.
Yeah, like in China. Yeah, there.
Can't show you that.
So, yeah, sure. Can't show you that. He fought since 2022. They made him pay $15,000 to supposedly cover their expenses.
Wow.
They couldn't keep him away forever, but they did manage to push him past the statute of limitations for federal election fraud, conveniently.
Right past it, by the way. It just passed. Yeah.
Yes. And that's how we were able to learn that 315,000 of those votes that he finally got lacked poll workers' signatures.
315,000.
Right. As required by law, or the votes aren't legitimate. Exactly what Donald Trump said.
Mm.
Exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And what they've been hiding this whole time. But then it gets crazier. 36 out of 37 of these election officials across the precincts refused to sign in Fulton County. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't verify it. Then you go to the zero tapes, and here's where stuff gets really interesting.
Oh,
they're called
yeah.
zero tapes, okay?
Right. Yeah,
we haven't been able to see these. They've been super duper secret. Right? What is a zero tape? A zero tape simply shows that you rolled the vote machine back to zero
mm-hmm.
before you started the current election.
Yeah, which seems like a
kind of important
thing to do. Yeah,
yeah. And what they usually do before zero, before the election, Roger, is they'll run a demo. They'll say, let's
sure.
make sure this machine works.
Yeah.
We'll go vote 25 times for mm-hmm. Joe Biden and, two right. times for Donald Trump or something like that.
Yeah, routine. Yeah.
Yeah. And see if it works.
And they run it all through the process, counting everything, mm-hmm. reporting. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, you got to set it back to zero by law in Georgia, and you have to photograph it, and the election officials have to sign off.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
In addition to probing the unsigned tabulation tapes, the investigation also found that officials at 32 polling sites failed to verify their zero tapes.
Well, only 32 polling places.
Out of 37.
Oh, okay.
Georgia law requires that election officials have each ballot scanner print 3 closing tapes at the end of each voting day to prove it closed, right?
Yeah.
Then poll workers have to sign these tapes. They then have to sign another zero tape showing the voting machine starting at zero. None of that was done.
And because all those transactions have to take place, and because those machines and that data changes hands so mm-hmm. many times, that's why those safeguards were implemented.
Exactly.
About a decade ago. Yeah.
Now, to find all of this, 77 megabytes of election records, super, super secret. Now we know why. I don't actually know why. He had to pay $15,800 in fight in court, FOIA lawsuit, 3 years.
Wow.
And now, finally, he's been allowed to do this just past the statute of limitations.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, shoot.
That close.
Included in all of this are some very strange things, like polling locations still being open at 2.09 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with lights
That's
on
for
in the back room. Yeah.
Special people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
The dead ones. The ones who vote 5 times.
Well, they might have been in line all that time.
They could have,
yeah. You know how slow that process could be.
Yeah, no problem. These are not clerical errors, Cross said. He's the guy who sued to get this information. These are catastrophic breaks in the chain of custody and certification. Whatever the case, maybe these people are just grotesquely incompetent. Maybe nobody stole anything. It doesn't matter. Every single protocol for these votes was broken, meaning legally they shouldn't have been counted.
Yeah, because all those regulations have the force of law.
Yeah, no, they do.
In every case.
That's Georgia law. Georgia law requires all of these things happen. None of them did.
No, they aren't just house rules.
No, they're not just suggestions for how to conduct the election. No. So what does this mean? Trump was right. He was right. And when you think about how terrifying this is, Trump would probably be running the country from a Georgia prison right now if Fannie Willis hadn't herself been a criminal, his prosecutor. And if we hadn't caught her defrauding the county. You know, she appointed our boyfriend as a...
Yeah, Nathan.
Nathan as a prosecutor.
Sure.
Gave him a salary above everybody else's at county expense, and then he was giving her cash, trips... all kinds of stuff.
Well, even later conceded that, yes, there was a romantic relationship
right
there. Sure.
So that put the kibosh on this. So Trump was not in court.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time, he was correct. These votes should not have been counted in Fulton County. So what does this look like? A massive cover-up by Fulton County. And then when they had to shut him up, they tried to put him in prison. And this has all just come out. This is the Fulton County Election Board attorney admitting, well, okay, yeah, we kind of might have violated Georgia election law.
I've not seen the tapes myself, but we do not dispute that the tapes were not signed. It was a violation of the rule.
Law. The law.
Since 2020, again, we have new leadership and a new building and a new board and new standard operating procedures. And since then, the training has been enhanced. The poll watchers are trained specifically. They've got to sign the tapes in the morning and they've got to sign the tapes when they're run at the end of the day.
So they're all trained and stuff.
So that retroactively fixed everything, in other words.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Because they made those changes. Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
So...
Finally getting a look at the 2020 election, Trump was right.
Yeah.
And he almost went to prison for questioning Fulton County, it turns out, correctly. And they released this, of course, right after the federal statute of limitations for voter fraud expires, but right before Christmas when no one will notice. How conveniently timed.
Well, politics is full of coincidental occurrences.
Well, but the good thing at least is finally going forward, we hopefully have this straightened out enough that it won't happen again.
We can hope.
We can hope.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Epstein file release, as mandated by law, is going exactly as I told you it would last week. Nailed this one. So they put the documents out as required by law. Congress passed this into law. Democrats suddenly very interested in releasing it after Joe Biden hid it for years. Hid what is the question? The Justice Department posted hundreds of thousands of documents from the Epstein files to its website Friday, which is the deadline mandated under the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which Congress passed with a near unanimous vote. Okay. Now, Representative Thomas Massey, Republican, and Democrat Representative Ro Khanna. Thomas Massey hates Trump because they've been in a brawl for many years now. Claim they're drafting inherent contempt measures that would fine Attorney General Pam Bondi until she releases all the Epstein files the law requires. They're saying she didn't release them all. Trump administration says we are. Everything is getting produced. Some of it they haven't put up yet, they say, because they're still redacting it. They've got a team of hundreds of lawyers looking at every single document. That still would be missing the deadline, but they say they will be up. The material that the Justice Department released Friday includes video footage of the New York City jail where Epstein committed suicide, Epstein's contact book, flight logs, an entire redacted list of 254 masseuses. It also featured a bunch of photos of Bill Clinton with Epstein, other elite associates of unidentified women. So the Trump administration says we've put it all out, or what little we haven't put out, we're still redacting it as we're required to by law. Over the weekend, the Justice Department removed some of the documents after a victim's rights group raised concern. One was a drawer full of photos, including two that picture Mr. Trump with the women. So this is a stupid controversy because they put them out. Pulled them down, and then on Sunday put them back up. So the idea that they were trying to hide it after they published it is a little weird, but okay, it's what the Democrats are going with. So what you have now is the Democrats and Thomas Massey, a couple of Republicans, claiming there's documents that weren't put out. Khanna and Massey say they're aware of documents that exist but haven't been released, such as a 60-count indictment drafted in 2007 to charge Epstein. That indictment was shelved in favor of a non-prosecution agreement, which Epstein pleaded guilty to just two Florida state prosecution charges. So they're saying there's more documents out there that the Trump administration hasn't put out, or they're hiding or something. They say Pam Bondi is breaking the law. At this point, I don't even know. But here's what I told you last week. And Mr. Massey saying he won't be satisfied that all the documents have been released until the Epstein survivors say they are. There's your problem. That's what I told you last week. Trump doesn't have them. Trump administration doesn't have them. Do you think that Comey left that laying around? Comey's daughter, who spent her career fighting Freedom of Information Act lawsuits on behalf of Joe Biden and Democrats? You think they left the documents laying around? The list? The stuff that was loaded into a semi-truck, 18-wheeler, and hauled off after Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, but also did kill himself? There's not. It's nowhere. They don't have it. Trump doesn't have it. I knew this was the game. So what you got is Mr. Massey, who's mad at Trump. Trump's trying to take him out right now in a primary, which he shouldn't be doing. All Massey did was saying, hey, we're spending too much money. And Trump hates that. So he's trying to take him out. Massey hates Trump. So this is a pissing contest. But this is exactly what I said would happen. The Democrats and Mr. Massey are saying, hey, there's a bunch of stuff that should be here. It's not. We know the federal government has it. So the presumption is Trump has it and he's withholding it. And this is the game, folks. This is exactly what I told you would happen. The Trump administration officials will say, we don't have it. The Democrats in Massey will say, yes, you do. You must have it. The government has it. And it'll go round and round and round and round. And then they can fake accuse Trump of hiding stuff. Now, the problem here is they actually are withholding some of this stuff because they say, this is what creates confusion, because they say, well, we haven't finished redacting it. We've got a team of over 100 lawyers working on it. We'll get it out in the next few weeks. Well, that doesn't meet the deadline. Ro Khanna floated the idea, the Democrat congressmember, of impeaching Pam Bondi over the weekend, but then agreed that inherent contempt was a more realistic recourse, finding her in contempt of Congress. Now, here's the thing that I want to see. If they don't have this stuff that the Democrats in Massey claim exists, what we need is for the Trump administration to come out and say that. Because otherwise they are going to get killed over this. Trump's already shaved probably 2 to definitely 3 points off his approval rating with the disaster this summer, where he told his own voters, if you want me to release the Epstein stuff, I don't want your support. He's never gone above 50% since that July day he said that. It's been a disaster for him. Completely self-inflicted. Democrats didn't do it. So he set himself up perfectly for this right now with these Democrats claiming he's got stuff he's not releasing and where is it and where did it go. I don't know if he can produce this stuff. My guess is he can't. They simply don't have it. And again, then there's more documents that they do have. They missed the deadline, but they say they're putting out. So I don't know. Fog of war. This is a mess. It's only going to get worse. And it plays right into the Democrats' hands with them claiming, see, he's hiding this. He's covering it up because he's in these documents. Now, Trump administration, what this doesn't explain is, okay, let's suppose Trump's hiding this. Suppose they're right. He's covering this up because he's in those documents, right? And he's got to hide what he did, whatever it was. Okay. Why did Biden cover it up? Why didn't he just release it if Trump's all over these documents? What about Obama? Why didn't Obama release him? Help Hillary, right? It's Trump, right? Trump's guilty. He's a pedo. Obama could have released these right before the 2016 election. Would have finished Trump off, right? If he's in them. But he didn't. That's because Bill Clinton's all over him. If Trump's in here, answer me this question. This is the question I got to have an answer to. Why then did Biden not just release them all? Why'd Biden protect Trump? While raiding Mar-a-Lago and trying to put Trump in prison. That make any sense to you? No, because Trump's not in these documents. But they're going to try to make it look like he is when he doesn't or can't produce whatever they claim he has. See the game? Yeah. And it's just going to get foggy. It's almost comical. Like if you made a cartoon out of it, it'd be funny if it wasn't so scary. China is legit trying to figure out how to end the U.S., and we don't care. It's an interesting strategy. We just don't really care. You see what happened over the weekend? Economy gate. There we go again. This time, smuggling in some kind of weaponized E. coli. We don't know the details of the weaponization of it. Kesh Patel put it out over the weekend, head of the FBI. They had caught another Chinese researcher on another visa, because Americans would never be hired to do that work, being, you know, second-class citizens in our own country and all. Sneaking E. coli into the country. Now, E. coli is everywhere and on everything. So if you're sneaking it in and the FBI picks you up, something wrong with it. Something wrong with it. They haven't said what. They haven't put that detail out. But another Chinese national on another visa was just charged with smuggling E. coli into America, making false statements about it, according to FBI Director Kesh Patel. So Patel goes on to talk in an internet post about how dangerous this is. And how if this got loose into the ecosystem, the damage that it could do. Okay, so just to recap where we are with this. Not one, but two illegal bioweapons labs opened by China on our soil. We found mice in them bred to deliver dangerous pathogens. We found deadly pathogens in both. We closed both down. Then we caught the first group of Chinese nationals trying to bring in, they had both blight and roundworm. So on the one hand, it was weaponized to destroy all of our livestock. On the other, had it gotten out, it could theoretically have destroyed our agricultural crops. So basically, just complete destruction of U.S. livestock and agriculture. But it's no big deal. Oh, it could have killed Americans as well, the blight. Yeah, it's so toxic that it could cause your liver to shut down, neurological damage, reproductive damage, and death. But I mean, other than that, they're great people. And so they were caught bringing both those things in. What looked like they were planning an attack on our agriculture, now they're bringing in weaponized E. coli. At some point, you got to kind of take the hint that they're trying to kill us and destroy our country. I'm not really sure why we're cutting trade deals with them and treating them like they're a normal country, because they're not. But that's what we keep doing for some reason. Now, we were at war with China earlier in the year. We don't seem to be now. And I really don't know how many times they need to try to kill us and weaponize stuff and open illegal bioweapons labs on our soil. And the guy who opens the bioweapons labs caught in text saying that his intention is to destroy the wolf that is America. And he's directly connected to the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, like, how many times they get to try to kill us with no recourse from us? But I don't know. How long can you just ignore people attacking you? Not sure. By the way, that doesn't even count the attacks on our infrastructure or the fact that they bragged to the outgoing Biden administration that they had launched Volt Typhoon, a cyber attack on America that they had long denied, and bragged about how it was retaliation for us protecting Taiwan. Oh, and mentioned they would do it again. But we just don't seem to care. So I don't know. Maybe one day the lights just go out and we're good with it. But the good news is we're at least fighting in Venezuela and in this hemisphere. We don't seem to care if China takes out us, our crops, or our infrastructure. But we do seem to be upset that they're supporting Venezuela. So it's very strange what's going on right now. But I just wanted to let you know, this is the third time this year we've caught Chinese researchers on visas bringing in deadly pathogens, potentially damaging pathogens that could cause absolute disaster, as Kash Patel explained in his post. So I don't know. I just guess we'll just cut another trade deal with them and it'll be good. Give them some more NVIDIA chips. Give them our tech. Something like that. That way, when we're gone, I guess they can provide it to the world. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but this is absurdity. I mean, it's almost laugh out loud funny at this point. And I wish Trump would just decide we're either going to go to war with China in terms of trade war, or we're going to be their best friend and cut deals with them, and they're great people. I just wish we could pick one and stick with that. Texter writes, Tara, has nobody put two and two together? The Chinese are smuggling in E. coli. We periodically have E. coli outbreaks that cause food shortages. Folks, it is very strange. I mean, here we go again. Two bioweapons labs. We've caught them illegally operating on our soil with deadly pathogens that you have to have licenses to even have in a lab. They just... And mice weaponized to carry and spread them in the population. Okay. Two, not one, two on our soil. We've twice in the last year caught them bringing deadly pathogens in that coincidentally, these are their supposed researchers on visas. One would wipe out our livestock. The other would largely wipe out our, grain food supply. agriculture. Never mind that the blight itself, if it got out, would also do great. I mean, it's very poisonous, very deadly to human beings. Now we've caught them with E. coli. You got to ask the question, and we don't know exactly what the E. coli was weaponized to do. Kash Patel didn't give that away in his post. He's, of course, the head of the FBI, who announced this Friday that a postdoctoral researcher, Chinese, in the U.S. on a visa, was charged with smuggling E. coli into the country and making false statements about it. This is yet another example of a researcher from China, Kash Patel says, given the privilege to work at a U.S. university, who then allegedly chose to take part in a scheme to circumvent U.S. laws and receive biological materials hidden in a package originating from China. He says there's no excuse for this because there is absolutely a pathway that you can take to declare it and obtain a license to bring it in. Patel applauded the FBI Indianapolis and Chicago field offices for their work on the case. Thank U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Sent a warning to universities, urging them to be vigilant of this trend. Yeah, where China tries to wipe out our agriculture. Patel writes, ensure your researchers know that there is a correct and legal way to obtain a license to import, export approved biological materials, and it must be followed without exceptions. Kash Patel says this trend is a trend. China trying to kill us is a trend. This trend, hey, it's at least better than it was under Biden, where, I mean, at least China's not paying Trump directly. This trend could have very, very serious implications. He says, yeah. Now, we don't know what this researcher was studying or why this particular strain of E. coli, was brought into the country or what was wrong with it. But what Patel says, if not properly controlled, E. coli and other biological materials could inflict devastating disease on U.S. crops and cause significant financial loss to the U.S. economy. So that to me looks like this was another bioweapon aimed at food, aimed at our ag industry. What is going on? Texter writes, don't buy Chinese crap. I know, I thought that was the point of our trade deals, but I don't know. Texter writes, Cash has let me down, but I still believe Cash is a good guy. I think he is too. Something fishy here. Guessing he doesn't know how to control his FBI. We have 3 more years for him to figure it out. Well, he's going to do it without Bongino because Bongino's leaving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.